Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial on graphs of trigonometric functions. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn concepts of the graphs of the trigonometric functions, the general form of the sine and cosine curves, amplitudes and periods of trigonometric functions, and transformations. Trigonometric graphs concept map. The concept map will show you how new material relates to previously learned material. Trigonometric graphs involve the transformations of the trigonometric functions, sine, cosine, tangent, cosecant, secant, and cotangent. Transformations include changes in the amplitude, vertical shifts, and horizontal shifts. Trigonometric graphs also involve the use of asymptotes. This section will present basic information regarding the graphs of sine and cosine. Definition: key points. Key points are convenient points that can be used to plot the graph of a function. In drawing the graph of a function, it is convenient to choose key points that correspond to the maximum values of a function, the minimum values of a function, and the x-intercepts of a function. An x-intercept is a point at which the value of the function equals 0. Graph, y equals sine of x. Use 5 key points to plot the graph of y equals sine of x. The key points for sine of x divide the graph into 4 equal intervals. We can use a table to list the key points. Point A is at 0, 0. It is an x-intercept. Point B is at pi over 2, 1. It is the maximum of the interval. Point C is at pi 0. It is the midpoint of the interval and another x-intercept. Point D is at 3 pi over 2, negative 1. It is the minimum of the interval. Point E is at 2 pi 0. It is the endpoint of the interval and an x-intercept. Connect the points with a smooth curve. The graph displays a single fundamental period of sine of x. The period is 2 pi. Graph, y equals cosine of x. Use 5 key points to plot the graph of y equals cosine of x. The key points for cosine of x divide the graph into 4 equal intervals. We can use a table to list these key points. Point A is at 0, 1. It is a maximum of the interval. Point B is at pi over 2, 0. It is an x-intercept of the interval. Point C is at pi, negative 1. It is the midpoint and minimum of the interval. Point D is at 3 pi over 2, 0. It is another x-intercept of the interval. Point E is at 2 pi, 1. It is a maximum of the interval. Connect the points with a smooth curve. The graph displays a single fundamental period of cosine of x. The period is 2 pi. Definition: amplitude. Amplitude is 1/2 of the vertical distance between the maxima and minima of a sine or cosine graph. Identifying the amplitude. The general forms of the sine and cosine functions are y equals d plus a times the sine of quantity bx minus c, and y equals d plus a times the cosine of quantity bx minus c. A, b, c, and d are constants, numbers whose values do not change. The absolute value of a is the amplitude of the function. Example, amplitude. Find the equation for the sine graph shown. Solution. The graph looks like sine of x, except the maximum is 3 and the minimum is negative 3. The vertical distance between the max and the min is 3 minus negative 3, or 6. The amplitude, the absolute value of A, is half the vertical distance. A equals 6 over 2, or 3. Plug the value into the equation to get y equals 3 times the sine of x. Identifying the period. The fundamental period is the smallest interval over which a periodic function repeats itself. In this tutorial, the term period will be understood to mean fundamental period. In the general form equations for sine and cosine, the constant b is directly related to the period of sine and cosine. The period equals 2 pi over b. Example, period. Find the equation for the cosine graph shown. Solution. The graph looks like the cosine graph, except the period is different. The period will be equal to the horizontal distance between any two successive maxima. The period is 4 pi. Plug 4 pi into the equation for period. 4 pi equals 2 pi over b. Solve to find that b equals 1/2. The equation for the graph is y equals cosine of x over 2. In this section, we will discuss the different transformations on the graphs of trigonometric functions. Transformations outline. Transformations on the trigonometric functions include vertical translations, horizontal translations, changes in amplitude and period, phase shifts, and exponential damping. Vertical translation. A vertical translation is an upward or downward shift in the graph of a function. Identifying vertical translations. In the general form equations for sine and cosine, the constant d determines the magnitude and direction of the vertical shift. Example, vertical translation. Plot the graph of y equals 1 plus sine of x. Solution. Begin by plotting y equals sine of x. Since d equals 1 in y equals 1 plus sine of x, shift the graph of y equals sine of x upward by 1 unit. Our resulting graph has a maximum y value of 2 and a minimum y value of 0. Horizontal translation. A horizontal translation is a shift to the left or right of the graph of a function. Identifying horizontal translations. In the general form equations for sine and cosine, the ratio C over B is called the phase shift. The ratio C over B determines the magnitude and direction of the horizontal translation or shift. Example. Horizontal translation. Plot the graph of y equals cosine of the quantity x plus pi over 5. Solution. Begin by rewriting the equation in the form y equals cosine of quantity bx minus c. B equals 1 and c equals negative pi over 5. So the ratio c over b is negative pi over 5. The graph of y equals cosine of the quantity x minus pi over 5 is the graph of y equals cosine of x shifted to the left by pi over 5 units. Example, multiple transformations. Plot the graph of y equals 1 plus 2 times the cosine of quantity 2x plus pi over 3. Solution. A great way to plot a transformed trigonometric function is to first plot the parent function, then modify the graph to account for the values of the constants. First, plot y equals cosine of x. The amplitude is the absolute value of a. Account for this by making the maximum y value 2 and the minimum y value negative 2. The period is 2 pi over b. Since b is 2, the period is pi. Account for this by making the period 0 to pi on the x-axis. The horizontal translation is determined by the ratio c over b. B equals 2 and c equals negative pi over 3, so the ratio is negative pi over 6. Account for this by shifting the starting point from x equals 0 to x equals negative pi over 6. The vertical translation is determined by d. Since d is 1, shift the entire graph up by a unit of 1. Example: exponential decay. Draw the graph of y equals 3 times e to the negative 0.1x times sine of x. Solution: the equation is in the form y equals a times sine of bx. Since a equals 3 times e to the negative 0.1x, the amplitude of the graph will change as x changes. Begin by plotting the graphs of 3 times e to the negative 0.1x and negative 3 times e to the negative 0.1x. Since b equals 1, the period of this function is 2 pi. Plot the curve inside the boundary lines created by the amplitude. Finish drawing the graph by erasing the boundary lines. This section will introduce the graphs of the trigonometric functions tangent and cotangent. Definition: asymptote. An asymptote is any line that a function approaches closely without ever intersecting. A vertical asymptote is a vertical line that a function approaches closely without ever intersecting. As a function approaches a vertical asymptote, it will either become increasingly positive or increasingly negative. Asymptotes: tangent and cotangent. The function y equals tangent of x has a vertical asymptote at each odd integer multiple of pi over 2, such as pi over 2, 3 pi over 2, 5 pi over 2, and so on. The function y equals cotangent of x has a vertical asymptote at each multiple of pi, such as pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, and so on. How to graph y equals tangent of x. To graph y equals tangent of x, first, draw a pair of consecutive vertical asymptotes, since one period will occur between them. And two, tabulate and plot 7 key points. 3 key points will be located between the left asymptote and the midpoint. 1 key point will be the midpoint between the asymptotes. And the last 3 key points will be located between the midpoint and the right asymptote. Graph: y equals tangent of x. Use key points to plot the graph of y equals tangent of x. We can use a table to list the key points. First, plot 2 consecutive vertical asymptotes at x equals negative pi over 2 and x equals pi over 2. Points B, C, and D are between the left vertical asymptote and the midpoint. They take the values x equals negative 1.5707, x equals negative 1.57, and x equals negative 1.5. Point E is at 0, 0. It is the midpoint and x-intercept of the interval. Points F, G, and H are between the midpoint and the right asymptote. They take the values x equals 1.5, x equals 1.57, and x equals 1.5707. Connect the key points with a smooth curve. The graph displays a single fundamental period of tangent of x. The period is pi. Graph of y equals a times tangent of bx. Consider the function y equals a times tangent of bx. The vertical asymptotes will be located at odd integer multiples of pi over b. If the constant a is positive, the graph of a period will be increasing. If the constant a is negative, the graph of a period will be decreasing. Example, tangent transformation. Draw the graph of y equals 2 times tangent of x over 2. Solution. A equals 2 and b equals 1/2. The vertical asymptotes will occur at odd multiples of pi over b. Pi over 1/2 equals 2 pi. Two consecutive asymptotes occur at x equals negative 2 pi and x equals 2 pi. Since a is positive, this graph increases between the vertical asymptotes. How to graph y equals cotangent of x? To graph y equals cotangent of x, first, draw a pair of consecutive vertical asymptotes since one period will occur between them. And two, tabulate and plot 7 key points. 3 key points will be located between the left asymptote and the midpoint. 1 key point will be the midpoint between the asymptotes. And 3 key points will be located between the midpoint and the right asymptote. Graph. Y equals cotangent of x. Use key points to plot the graph of y equals cotangent of x. We can use a table to list the key points. First, plot 2 consecutive vertical asymptotes at x equals 0 and x equals pi. Points B, C, and D are between the left vertical asymptote and the midpoint. They take the values x equals 0.001, x equals 0.01, and x equals 0.1. Point E is at pi over 2, 0. It is the midpoint and x-intercept of the interval. Points F, G, and H are between the midpoint and the right asymptote. They take the values x equals 3.1, x equals 3.14, and x equals 3.141. Connect the key points with a smooth curve. The graph displays a single fundamental period of cotangent of x. The period is pi. Graph of y equals a times cotangent of bx. Consider the function y equals a times cotangent of bx. The vertical asymptotes will be located at integer multiples of pi over b. If the constant a is positive, the graph of a period will be decreasing. If the constant a is negative, the graph of a period will be increasing. Example, cotangent transformation. Draw the graph of y equals negative 3 times cotangent of x over 6. Solution, a equals negative 3 and b equals 1/6. The vertical asymptotes will occur at integer multiples of pi over b. Pi over 1/6 equals 6 pi. Two consecutive asymptotes occur at x equals 0 and x equals 6 pi. Since a is negative, this graph increases between the vertical asymptotes. This section will discuss the graphs of the secant and cosecant functions. Graph, y equals cosecant of x. Use 5 key points to plot the graph of y equals cosecant of x. We will use the fact that cosecant of x is the reciprocal of sine of x. When x equals 0, the sine value is 0, and the cosecant value is undefined, making it an asymptote. When x equals pi over 2, the sine value is 1 and the cosecant value is 1. This is the minimum value for this interval. When x equals pi, the sine value is 0 and the cosecant value is undefined. This is another asymptote. When x equals 3 pi over 2, the sine value is negative 1 and the cosecant value is negative 1. This is the maximum value for this interval. When x equals 2 pi, the sine value is 0 and the cosecant value is undefined. This is an asymptote. Notice that the asymptotes of cosecant of x correspond to the zeros of sine of x. Since y equals 1 is a minimum value and y equals negative 1 is a maximum value, we know the values are increasing around y equals 1 and decreasing around y equals negative 1. We also know the curves cannot intersect the three asymptotes. Example, cosecant transformation. Draw the graph of y equals cosecant of the quantity 2x minus pi over 3. Solution. Begin by plotting y equals cosecant of x. Then, modify the graph for the values b equals 2 and c equals pi over 3 in the general function y equals cosecant of the quantity bx minus c. Just like the sine curve, cosecant of x has a period of 2 pi over b. Since b is 2, the period is pi. Account for this by making the period 0 to pi on the x-axis. The horizontal translation is determined by the ratio c over b. B equals 2 and c equals pi over 3, so the ratio is pi over 6. Account for this by shifting the starting point from x equals 0 to x equals pi over 6. The vertical asymptotes must be shifted to the right by pi over 6 units. Finish the graph by inserting vertical asymptotes at x equals 2 pi over 3, 7 pi over 6, 5 pi over 3, and 13 pi over 6. Graph. Y equals secant of x. Use 5 key points to plot the graph of y equals secant of x. We will use the fact that secant of x is the reciprocal of cosine of x. When x equals 0, the cosine value is 1 and the secant value is 1. This is the minimum value for this interval. When x equals pi over 2, the cosine value is 0 and the secant value is undefined. This is an asymptote. When x equals pi, the cosine value is negative 1, and the secant value is negative 1. This is the maximum value for this interval. When x equals 3 pi over 2, the cosine value is 0, and the secant value is undefined. This is another asymptote. When x equals 2 pi, the cosine value is 1, and the secant value is 1. This is a minimum value. Notice that the asymptotes of secant x correspond to the zeros of cosine x. Since y equals 1 is a minimum value, and y equals negative 1 is a maximum value, we know the values are increasing around y equals 1, and decreasing around y equals negative 1. We also know the curves cannot intersect the three asymptotes. Example, secant transformation. Draw the graph of y equals negative 1 plus 2 times secant of x. Solution. Begin by plotting y equals secant of x. Then modify the graph for the values a equals 2 and d equals negative 1. The amplitude is the absolute value of a. The amplitude of this graph is 2, so the minima will be 2, and the maximum will be negative 2. The vertical shift is determined by the value of d. Since d equals negative 1, shift the graph down by 1 unit. The vertical asymptotes are unchanged. X equals pi over 2 and x equals 3 pi over 2. Summary. The amplitude is determined by the absolute value of constant A in the general form equations of sine and cosine. The period of a sine or cosine function is 2 pi over b. The period of a tangent or cotangent function is pi over b. The vertical shift of a trigonometric function is determined by the value of constant d. The horizontal shift of a trigonometric function is determined by the ratio c over b. Congratulations! You have finished the audio tutorial on the graphs of trigonometric functions. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.